Welcome to Fresh Bread with Raymond McCulloch. Raymond is the former editor of Irish Christian magazine Bread and, with his wife Jerry, directs Kingdom Come Trust based in Northern Ireland. He has pastored and led worship for several years in Belfast and is currently involved in music and media production.
I'm Raymond McCulloch. Welcome to episode 16 of our series Fresh Bread, Your Kingdom Come. Based on my book, The Whore Under Muller, 9/11, Babylon, and the Return of the King. If you've missed the previous shows, don't worry. You can still play or download the podcast of previous shows from our website, kingdomcome.org.uk, or you can read the first few chapters of the book for free there, and you can download the relevant prophetic passages for your own study. You'll also find more information about the music and the content of each show, and you can read all the encouraging emails we receive about this and our previous shows. Here is one of them. I am a long time listener, and I have always liked your way of talking. I love the accent and the way you teach the real meaning of the gospel. Thanks for a good broadcast. June Thompson, USA. If you want to contact us, our email address is simply raymond@kingdomcome.org.uk, or just use the form on our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. In previous weeks, we've covered the preface, introduction, and the first 10 chapters of the book. Last week, we completed chapter 10, Newsflash, America is Gone. Let's sum up what we covered in that chapter. How will Babylon fall? 1. She will become the victim of her creditors. Their loan will be called in, and they will take revenge on her. 2. The man, beast, and the 10 rulers who will hand over their authority to him, upon whose back the prostitute has been riding, will hate her, turn on her, leave her naked, eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. 3. Her destruction will come suddenly, in 1 hour, in an instant, and with great violence. It will take Babylon, her leaders, and the whole world by surprise. 4. The main attack will come from the north. A nation from the north will attack her, an alliance of great nations from the land of the north. 5. The nations involved would seem to include Turkey, Iran and her satellites, and Germany, along with Russia and China, though these will not be the only nations taking part. 6. The ruler of Babylon will be totally paralyzed by the incoming news of the attack and the destruction of his military forces. He will be unable to react, and the military will simply give up fighting. 7. Babylon will be consumed by fire. A fire in her towns will consume all who are around her. The smoke of her burning will be witnessed from far out to sea. This would seem to indicate nuclear destruction. And 8. The news of her destruction will shake the whole world. Before we continue with the first part of chapter 11, The Man is Revealed, we're going to listen to Kicking Grass Band from North Carolina, USA, and a tune called Cloverleaf. chapter 11, the man is revealed. Jeremiah 50, verse 46. At the shout, Babylon has been seized, the earth is shaken, and an outcry is heard among the nations. As we said in the previous chapter, the news of the fall of Babylon will shock the whole world, leaving the vast majority of people stunned and wondering what on earth happens now. That worldwide sense of shock will continue. The whole earth will have been taken by complete surprise by the fall of Mega Babylon. No one expected this. Nobody will know what is happening. Rulers and kings will be at a loss to explain it. Business leaders and merchants will be devastated by the news. Stock markets around the world will fall through the floor. In what remains of the United States, there will be total chaos. But there will be survivors, because we are told what these survivors will do after the fall. Perhaps outside of the cities there will be less desolation. Although the prophecies describe her rivers being dried up, even the animals leaving. Some human life will remain though, but there may not be much to sustain it for very long. Jeremiah 50 verse 3, no one will live in it, both people and animals will flee away. Revelation 18:22, the music of harpists and musicians, pipers and trumpeters will never be heard anew again. No worker of any trade will ever be found anew again. The sound of a millstone will never be heard anew again. The light of a lamp will never shine anew again. The voice of bridegroom and bride will never be heard anew again. This does not promise much of a future for those who have survived. Jeremiah 50 verse 38, a drought on her waters, they will dry up. Jeremiah 51 verses 41 to 43, how desolate Babylon will be among the nations. The sea will rise over Babylon. Its roaring waves will cover her. Her towns will be desolate, a dry and desert land, a land where no one lives, through which no one travels. Jeremiah 51, 25 and 26, I will stretch out my hand against you, roll you off the cliffs, and make you a burned out mountain. No rock will be taken from you for a cornerstone, nor any stone for a foundation, for you will be desolate forever, declares the Lord. There will be no water supply, so no possibility even of subsistence farming or of eking it out in the woods or whatever. This place will have become a desert. Isaiah 13 verse 14, like a hunted gazelle, like sheep without a shepherd, they will all return to their own people. They will flee to their native land. Jeremiah 50 verse 16, because of the sword of the oppressor, let everyone return to their own people. Let everyone flee to their own land. And Jeremiah 51 verse 9, we would have healed Babylon, but she cannot be healed. Let us leave her and each go to our own land, for her judgment reaches to the skies. It rises as high as the heavens. Survivors will look around at what is left of their country, still being patrolled by their enemies. They will unanimously decide to give up on Babylon and return to their own people and their own lands. They will flee what is left of America. This could only happen in a land where you have Irish Americans, German Americans, Swedish Americans, Hispanic Americans, African Americans, Chinese Americans, etc. At least there will be a possibility of countries for most people to go back to. Though what will be the situation of the indigenous First Nations people, who for generations have warned and watched helplessly while their land was being destroyed? Of all people, they will have nowhere else to call home, or will they? There is already an affinity between Israel and many First Nations people. This link may have grown stronger by the time these events take place, so they may well come to think of Israel as their natural home. Isaiah 14, 1 and 2, the Lord will have compassion on Jacob. Once again, he will choose Israel and will settle them in their own land. Foreigners will join them and unite with the descendants of Jacob. Nations will take them and bring them to their own place. And of course, of the 6 million Jews who currently live in the United States, there will still be many who have not heeded the warnings of their own scriptures, and yet some will find themselves miraculously still alive afterwards. They are currently being led astray by their own leaders. The prophets speak clearly about their situation. Jeremiah 50, 4-8, in those days, at that time, declares the Lord, the people of Israel and the people of Judah together will go in tears to seek the Lord their God. They will ask the way to Zion and turn their faces toward it. They will come and bind themselves to the Lord in an everlasting covenant that will not be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray and caused them to roam on the mountains. They wandered over mountain and hill and forgot their own resting place. Whoever found them devoured them. Their enemies said, "We are not guilty, for they sinned against the Lord, their verdant pasture, the Lord, the hope of their ancestors." Flee out of Babylon. Leave the land of the Babylonians and be like the goats that lead the flock. Verse 18. I will punish the king of Babylon and his land as I punished the king of Assyria. But I will bring Israel back to their own pasture, and they will graze on Carmel and Bashan. Their appetite will be satisfied on the hills of Ephraim and Gilead. Jeremiah 51 verse 50. You who have escaped the sword, leave and do not linger. Remember the Lord in a distant land and call to mind Jerusalem. Just like they did in Europe after the Nazi Holocaust, surviving Jews and Israelites will remember Jerusalem, their own resting place, their own pasture. Return to the Lord and seek then to get home to Israel by whatever means there is available. Jeremiah 50 verse 28. Listen to the fugitives and refugees from Babylon declaring in Zion how the Lord our God has taken vengeance, vengeance for his temple.
You're the Lion of Judah, the Lamb who was slain. You ascended to heaven and evermore will at the end of the age, when the earth you reclaim, you will gather the nations before you. You will gather the nations before
the Lion of Judah, the Lamb who was slain. You ascended to heaven and evermore will reign. At the end of the age, when the earth you reclaim, you'll gather the nations before you. And the eyes of all men will be fixed on the Lamb who is crucified. With wisdom and mercy and justice he'll reign at his Father's side. And the angels will cry, slain for the world, ruling by. And the earth will reply, you shall reign as the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. There's a shield in our hand and a sword at our side. There's a fire in our spirits, it cannot be denied. For the Father has told us, for these you have died. For the nations that gather before you. And the ears of all men need to hear of the Lamb who was crucified. Who descended to hell yet was raised up to reign at his Father's side. And the angels will cry, hail the Lamb, who is slain for the world, ruling power. And the earth will reply, you shall reign as the King of all kings and the Lord of all. There's a shield in our hand and a sword at our side. There's a shield in our hand and a sword at our side. There's a fire in our spirits, it cannot be denied. For the Father has told us, for these you have died. For the nations that gather before you.
and the ears of all men need to hear of the Lamb who was crucified, who descended to hell yet was raised up to reign at his Father's side. And the angels will cry, Hail the Lamb who slain for the world. Before you, and the eyes of all men will be fixed on the Lamb who was crucified. With wisdom and mercy and justice, you'll reign at your Father's side, and the angels will cry, Hail the Lamb who slain for the world. And the Lord of all lords, and the angels will cry, Hail the Lamb who slain for the world. And the earth will reply, as the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords.
That was Robin Mark from Belfast here in Northern Ireland and Lion of Judah. The man for the time. Initially the world will be in complete chaos with an economic and political vacuum. World trade will be almost at a standstill because the one nation which imported 43% of the world's trade goods every year is no longer open for business and will never rise again. The revelation seems to suggest worldwide economic collapse. There will be all kinds of shortages, leading to great hardship and eventually famine. But we will already have a world ruler in waiting, referred to as the Beast, among many other titles. This man has already been given the power and authority of 10 powerful nations to attack and destroy the world's only remaining superpower. Now he is poised to stand in the gap, to fill the political vacuum left after the fall of the United States. The Messiah cannot come at any moment. This man is talked of in both the Hebrew Tanakh and in several places in the New Testament. The Apostle Paul makes a very clear statement to those expecting the Messiah at any moment. 2 Thessalonians 2, 1-12. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers and sisters, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by the teaching allegedly from us, whether by a prophecy or by word of mouth or by letter, asserting that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. But the secret power of lawlessness is already at work. But the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendour of his coming. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie, and all the ways that wickedness deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion, so that they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness. What hinders the man being revealed? Do we know what is holding back the revelation of this man? Who is the one who now holds it back, who will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way? This, says Paul, is when the lawless one will be revealed. When Paul calls him the lawless one, he means one who is without the Torah, one who opposes the Torah, the instruction of God. Well, who or what has just been taken out of the way? The nation of Mega Babylon, which has dominated the whole world politically and economically until now. That world has changed forever, and it is now time for this man to be revealed. Up to this time, his plans and alliances with the 10 powerful national rulers have necessarily been in secret. Now he can safely be revealed and be proclaimed as the saviour of the world, the hope of the future. In fact, says Paul, he will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. We will find this person also in the pages of the Tanakh, and we will soon learn a lot more about him and his plans. Paul is referring back to the prophet Daniel's description of the king who will exalt himself. Daniel 12, verse 36. Thank you. That was the band Farron McGinnis from Alaska, USA, and a pipe tune called Seaforth Lullaby. Let's sum up what we've covered today. How will the Antichrist be revealed? 1. There will be some survivors after the fall of Babylon, but nothing will remain to sustain them in that land anymore. They will flee from enemy patrols and return to their own lands. 2. Jews and Israelites who did not heed the warnings of their own prophets will repent, turn to the Lord, and seek to return home to Israel, their own resting place. 3. The Messiah will not come until the man opposed to God's law is revealed. Then we have 7 years to go. He will not be revealed until he who hinders is taken out of the way. In other words, until Mega Babylon is fallen, as he and his 10-nation alliance are the main instruments of her destruction. His existence will necessarily be kept secret until after the event. And 5, as it is the Antichrist beast who instigates the destruction of Mega Babylon, the two cannot be one and the same thing. Babylon rides upon the beast until the beast turns and completely destroys her. Join us again next week for the conclusion of chapter 11, The Man is Revealed. Remember, if you want to buy the book, The Whore and Her Mother, in Kindle or paperback editions, you'll find all the Amazon links on our website, kingdomcome.org.uk/agaspanagia. Bye and God bless.
This series is produced by Precious Oil Productions for Kingdom Come Trust. For more information about the series, Bible notes and recordings of previous talks, check out our website at www.kingdomcome.org.uk or write to PO Box 200, Belfast, Northern Ireland, BT 23 7TZ.